Believe it or not, she's still running her own business. Her only job she's ever had, 505 Main Street, a half block south of the courthouse, a beautiful home accessory and gift store. But most of the things we do would be with our grandkids.
Welcome to the Voices of Freedom podcast, where we sit down with the voices behind the scenes at Freedom 95.
Well, you have been busy as all get out these last few months, Governor Braun. There's so much great things coming from the State House, and I know we're only going to cover a couple topics, but congratulations. It seems like the last at least 60 days you've just been busier than a one-armed paper hanger.
Well, it's I got a good crew. They're very energetic and entrepreneurial, and you know, a lot of the heavy lifting takes a decent amount of prep, and they've been, when we reorganize state government into those eight policy silos, it really has changed the ability for everyone from the first, lieutenants down to the rank and file. They now feel energized.
I believe it. It seems like you've given ownership to a lot of people, and I think, obviously, once again, and I've beat this to death, but it comes from your business background and owning a business. But obviously, we've got the right people in the right seats now, so I'm excited. Well, I'm curious to learn a little bit more here. I've seen it been coming up, and obviously you tackling it over the last week here, but what's the latest on the growing jobs and the wages here in Indiana?
So we're taking an approach on economic development in general to broaden it out a little bit and definitely look at things regionally. That was reaffirmed in a recent study that we've got 15 regions that kind of have some characteristics different from others, and trying to get them to do things on their own. And then we help them in the process. But instead of really big projects that only help a few areas, we're not going to try to miss the ones that make the most sense. But we're going to really focus on existing businesses and Main Street and small businesses / entrepreneurs, more so than we ever have in the past. And we recently, when it comes to our kind of perennial tight labor supply, we just introduced a program called Power Up, and it is through the IEDC in the sense that workforce has got to be there for any of your economic development, and then housing's probably the other thing that's got to be kind of considered as well. But we're trying to get employers, when they need to get someone that needs a little different skill to where they recruit from the outside, encourage them to upskill within their own business. And if they do that, you've got your resource there. And if you raise their wage by 25%, we will then up to $5,000 per employee, $50,000 per business. We're allocating resources to see if we can get that built into the culture of how we keep our own individuals moving them up the ladder. The other thing we've been doing is measuring whatever we're doing through economic development. And listen to this. In these first 8 months or so, we've been able to take the average wage of new Hoosier jobs incentivized through the IEDC from $36 to $41 an hour. And that's about $8,000 annually. And listen to this. The average cost of incentivizing that, we've dropped it from what it was by almost two-thirds. In other words, $47,000 down to $16,000. So just things like that that are getting a much better bang out of our buck. And then we're going to focus on existing businesses. We've got a lot of good ones in the state. They're here already to make sure that we're not overlooking them. So broader approach that's looking at the whole array of how we can grow jobs and the value of them.
Thank you so much on all of Indiana residents. And did I read that is nearly 16% higher than the national average?
We're going to be above our peer group in the Midwest, and yes, that would be better than the national average. Yeah.
Wow, that is so encouraging. Wonderful stuff, Governor. Also, what's happening with the utility prices currently?
So utilities would be in the prices of especially electricity. When I got into running, of course, the chorus was on homeowners just feeling heavily burdened on property taxes, and we got to spend a lot of time and got a solution put in place at the tail end of this session earlier in 25. That, I think, for most people now that they see it, knowing that their homes will be two-thirds exempted and graduated up from about 35% exempted currently to two-thirds in 5 years, that's sinking in. So that's about as much as you could do, because the people complaining the most about property taxes would still be school districts and local governments. And I've told them, try to run your businesses, your operations more efficiently. You can't get used to the splurge that we did through COVID. And they're starting to realize that. But on utility rates, it's kind of replaced it. We got five investor-owned utilities, and they each now and then ask for increases. And I've told them, you can't expect to cover more than your legitimate cost increases. And the Biden administration dished us out about somewhere between 20 and 25% with the borrowing and spending. An economy hardly ever, Randy, grows more than 2%. So if you're doing much more than a 2 to 3% increase, you're not running your operations efficiently enough. And over time, I think we haven't had a fair balance between ratepayers and utilities. That's beginning now. I've already appointed a new individual, Abby Gray, in the Office of Utility Counselor, the ratepayers advocate. And she recently looked at an increased request from one of the big five, and not only said it doesn't look like it's warranted, look like you need to take your rates down. We're going to be there balancing out healthy utilities that can give us more electricity. None of them can do much because it takes 4 years to build a natural gas facility, and that's the quickest one to stand up. Many of the others take 8 to 10 years. So we're going to get more balance in it, and that is what I'm hearing most when I'm out at Lincoln Day dinners or just on the street in general.
And I also saw, is this still correct, that you are accepting applications for three more of those IURC commissioner vacancies?
That's right. It's a five-member commission. It is a full-time job, and entrepreneurial, business-savvy individuals that understand both sides of the equation, ratepayer and utility.
You know, that's the thing. I really think sometimes they see one side, but not necessarily both sides. So that's pretty important to see both sides there.
Yeah.
Well, this is kind of a fun question I wanted to end on, and I know that you probably do some things. You've been married for, is it four decades now? Is that right?
Yes. That's you always want to get that right. It's approaching 5 decades.
Oh, my.
So we just had our 49th wedding anniversary in July.
Congratulations. I thought it was, yeah. Oh, boy, that's all. You're almost there. That's great. Well, I wanted to know, it's Marine, correct?
Yeah.
And I wondered, do you guys do anything fun or special for fall that's coming up here right around the corner?
Well, fall is my favorite time of the year, and that means hunting, fishing, and she has got things she likes to do. We live on a farm north of Jasper, so and believe it or not, she's still running her own business. Her only job she's ever had, 505 Main Street, a half block south of the courthouse, a beautiful home accessory and gift store. But most of the things we do would be with our grandkids, and three of the seven live here in Jasper. Two of the four kids do as well. So we get together mostly cookouts and, you know, do stuff. And, you know, we're active outdoors folks, and we're lucky that we've got two kids 10 minutes away along with three grandkids.
Yeah, boy, they keep you young, don't they?
They do.
Governor Braun, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. I really appreciate it in your staff and everybody at the State House there. Thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And we look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Okay, same here. Take care.
You've been listening to the Voices of Freedom podcast on Freedom 95. For an audio archive, visit the podcast tab at freedom95.us.